Mates of State are with us this hour. They've just released their new album, Bring It Back, on Barsook Records. The two members, keyboardist Corey Gardner and drummer Jason Hamill, met in Kansas, moved to the San Francisco Bay Area. They got married and continue to make music together. Our in-studio session begins with a performance of a song from the new album called Think Long.
Thank you.
Think Long. Boy, that sounds great. That is the song that that begins Bring It Back and one of our faves here on the World Cafe. Good tune. You know, I'm sitting here. You guys are set up in such a way that you have eye contact. Is that like an important part of playing together?
Yes. We're not usually this directly on, but we have to be able to see each other, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how they can play inches apart from each other as they are today. But no. And what is that about? Is that, I mean, I've heard fans kind of try to suppose what kind of looks you're giving each other, but what are they really about?
They're really about staying on time, not missing a part, and just, I guess it's just communicating, you know? I mean, most bands are like that, and they can turn their guitars around and look at the drummer.
Yeah, right.
Know? We can't really do that with the organ, so.
Unless you got one of those.
Keytars?
Yeah.
They haven't made them this big yet, so I can't use them.
Not going to happen. This band started off, you've kind of geographically moved around a bit, and I'm interested in a couple of places you've been. One of them is Lawrence, Kansas, where you started off. Were you in school at the time?
Yes. We were both in our undergraduate in Lawrence at the time.
Okay. Now, I have this feeling that, and I've seen it happen, there seems to be a lot of music comes out of Lawrence. And is that because people go there and then kind of extend things and hang out a lot, or what's it?
I think it's a really artistic town. I think it draws, basically, it's the liberal center of the Midwest, in my opinion, you know, and so any artist in Kansas will probably end up in Lawrence. Any artist maybe even in the surrounding states will end up there. And I, you know, it's cheap, so you can practice anywhere you want. You can, you know, tour any direction. There's a lot of clubs. It's just, I guess it's just, it's a really, it just draws a lot of musicians for some reason, you know.
Now, were you playing together before you left there?
Yes, we were. We were in other bands there, and then we also were in a band before this together there. And then 6 months before leaving, we formed Mates of State there.
Oh, okay. And why did you decide to go to San Francisco?
Because we were done with college, and we wanted to sort of move on to the next phase of our life. And that meant moving to a big city and sort of working jobs and playing music.
Oh, that's right. You had day jobs when you moved to San Francisco.
Yep.
Ah, now that must have been tough. What's tougher, having a child? That's an easy question. Or having a day job and playing, having a child, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. It seems like we've always, our entire life together, I guess, always been extremely busy. And so it's hard to even say, there wasn't really ever a time of rest, you know, whether it was stopping a job to tour or having a child on top of touring. I don't know. It just seems like it's always been really busy.
All right. You're going to stay behind those keyboards for this?
Yep.
Okay. What's next?
We doing?
Fraud in the 80s, right?
Yes.
I wanted to ask a little bit about this song because I read the lyrics and they don't seem to relate totally to the title. And I was wondering what the 80s kind of represent to you guys, because a lot of synth bands and things came out of the 80s.
Yeah, I think the 80s, you know, in a way there was a lot of great music going on because it was so catchy and, you know, it's easy to imitate. But then that's the curse too, I think, is that it's just so easy to imitate the 80s. And you know, it's in a way we'd all like to get back to like the 60s, like how everything was more real then and artists were sort of treated more like, I don't know, as a full package and not just like some visual thing or a quick one-off song or something. So I think it's, in a way, it's sort of discussing that idea that the 80s were full of fraud.
Indeed. So this is Fraud of the 80s.
Oh,
Fraud in the 80s from our guest Mates of State, who are playing live for us today on the World Cafe. And that's another one from Bring It Back, the new one, which is out on Bar Souk Records. And Corey, I don't want to like get real, you know, too deeply into this, but you mentioned a word in describing bands from the 60s, and it appears a lot in when you talk about music. You talk about honest music.
Mm-hmm.
And explain what that means.
You know, I don't think it necessarily means you have to speak in first person and everything's your story, but I think what it means is that you're not doing something for, you know, someone else's benefit only. I mean, mm-hmm. to please someone or to, you know, to get on MTV or whatever it is. You know, I think it's just about making the music that you really feel and not caring about if it doesn't fit a certain structure on the radio or if it doesn't, you know, it doesn't simplify itself enough so it reaches a million ears. I mean, I think it's just sticking true to what you really want to make artistically.
There's a bunch of that first person kind of in what you guys do. You do a lot of descriptions of what's going on.
Sure. And sometimes it's completely personal and we're saying this is exactly what happened to us, and sometimes it's a friend of ours' stories or something bigger, you know.
Right.
I don't know. And you can still say I and be honest. Does that make sense? Okay.
or you can say I and not be at all. So it's interesting.
True.
It's interesting. What's funny, while we're recording here, your Magnolia, your daughter just kind of went by.
Oh yeah, she's right there.
There she is. She's out the other window.
She was just napping. I think she just woke up.
She looks happy. Now, what does she think of the music? Does she get in the music room with you guys when you're playing?
No, it's too loud. She does like music though a lot, and there's a couple of songs that are her favorites on the record, and she'll be like, if you play one, she'll like tell you to fast forward it, that kind of thing. But she definitely is a fan of music, but I think that's just natural in all kids. I hope and don't think that we're necessarily pushing her into music.
Yeah, yeah.
Although she does have to do sound checks now. You weren't here earlier, but it definitely is part of her routine now to help set up the drums and test them out. So.
Now, is she attracted to the keyboards? Because
she's into the drums more.
Ooh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Guess I push harder than Corey does.
Yeah, there you go. Now, what were your first instruments, Jason? What was yours?
My first instrument was piano as well when I was younger. And then I switched to drums in like fifth grade or something and kind of kept going with those.
Mine was piano when I was 7. And then, you know, for most of my life, I guess piano.
Kids, it's worth it. Do it early.
Yeah, I think piano is the best way to go because it's percussion and it's melody. You can cover it all with that.
You learn about chords, the whole thing. Yeah. It's definitely. Mates of State are playing live, and what's next?
What is next? Are we doing the others?
No, Beautiful Dreamer.
All right. I just wanna feel
Beautiful Dreamer, another one from the new Mates of State album, with that that great line in it. I just want to feel the taste of the meal and not the routine of dining here. That's a great, great way to talk about staying in the moment, sort of.
Thanks. So, you're the first person to say that, and we were actually, that was the line we were most proud of.
Oh, that's great. Do you remember when it came to you?
Totally. I think Jason thought of it. We were writing the song. I remember when, that was the first line of the song we had, I think.
Hmm.
Was it?
I think so.
I think it was one of those that we were just down in the basement, we just kind of started on it. Like one person said something, and the next person said,
it's one of the songs that happened really quickly, which is, my feeling is those are the best ones.
Yeah.
Is that common to write together like that?
Yes.
That's how they're written. Yeah, the vocal parts intertwine so much, I was thinking they would almost have to be. Well, thank you so much for playing live. It's really interesting to hear these songs because they are so multi-layered on the discs to hear them done
live.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Lots missing?
It's a bit missing in places. But the vocals, I mean, you obviously get to stack some vocals and stuff on the album, but it sounds great with you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Sounds very good. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.